It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's time for the Drive Hop Monk Brew Ha Ha, brought to you in part by the Beverage People. In fact, we'll begin with Brew's News with her Linda and introduce who's on the phone.
We have Tara. My dear friend, Tara Nuren, the Forbes Beer and Spirits contributor, and she deals with the business of spirits and beer, so I thought this was a timely topic.
Hi, Tara.
Hey, how are you?
Okay. Well, I was until her Linda told me about what we're going to talk about.
I know. I'm sorry to make you jealous. I so miss you guys out there. Yeah. I mean, you live in a vacation land, you know. So.
Well, okay, so let me quote the Washington Post. European leaders and merchants today slammed the Trump administration's plans to impose hefty tariffs on a wider range, array of European goods. So this has to do with a lot of stuff we love out here, including French wines, cheese, whiskey.
Scotch.
So, Tara, tell us all about what this means and what's going on here.
Well, from what I can tell, it seems that the administration is targeting unique specialty food and drink from Europe to place the highest tariffs on. I mean, those are 25% tariffs. That's very, very steep. And if you think about it, scotch can only come from one place. You can't call your product scotch unless it's from Scotland and then meets these other requirements. You know, there are many French wines, you know, Champagne, Bordeaux, for instance. You cannot call your wine Champagne or Bordeaux, you know, with a couple of small exceptions,
yeah,
unless you're coming from this place. So there's really no way around the tariffs. There's no substitute. There's no replacing these products.
Although they are putting a tax hike on some things, too, like Kerrygold butter, which all you people who are doing your bulletproof coffee out there, I guess that's going to be that's going to hit you hard. But although we do have some alternatives in California, we are luckier than most for grass-fed butter. But they're going after Jameson whiskey, scotch, Bailey's Irish cream. That's going to hit the holidays hard.
Well, and we're talking about $7.5 billion in European goods, including certain Italian cheeses. And even this, look at this, British-made cashmere sweaters. What the hell's up with that?
That's not fair.
I mean, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. You just mentioned the holidays, and when you said cashmere sweaters, like, that's such a beautiful gift to give somebody, and that would hit
Christmas.
That would hit, you know, that market hard as far as gift giving goes.
And we're talking about 25% increase, or is it more than that, or what?
It's a 25% increase, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding of it. And, Herlinda, I mean, you spend so much time in Europe talking to artisanal food and drink producers. What do they say about tariffs?
Well, that's why, so like Tara and I have both been invited by the Northern Ireland people to come out there and do a tour because they've got their own products as well. So there's you know, Belfast and that. So they're trying to get more tourism to people come over there if they can't get their products here. They're welcoming, you know, most people go to Dublin when they go to Ireland. They don't go to Belfast and they're like, please come here. Because not only is there 25% tariffs, there's also Brexit. And so talk about a double whammy on the UK.
Yeah. You mentioned Jameson.
Jameson.
What about Bushmills?
That would be right in there with the Bushmills Irish whiskey.
I know there's this Catholic Protestant thing between Bushmills and Jameson, but I'm a Bushmills guy.
Oh, Kara might
not. But I'm a Reformed Catholic, so. I can never remember which one's which anyway. But.
Let's hope you're drinking the right one, though. You know that's a matter of war.
But we also have some other exciting news out. So speaking of Europe, Tara and I just got back from Sweden because we were working on a brand new project that Tara's doing that she can finally announce to the world that I've known about for a while. And I got to go be a part of this and connecting and stuff around the world. But it's been such a pleasure and so much fun. So, Tara, will you tell us about your new news?
I will. Thank you. So I am writing a book about the history of women in beer and brewing. And
it's about time somebody did.
Day of the Girl.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate you saying that.
So she's got her book deal officially now.
Yep. I have an amazing publisher who's published two incredibly prominent history of beer books. So they're excited to have a history of women in beer book, you know, in their portfolio. And I will definitely be coming right out to your area, first of all, to do more interviews. Second of all, once the book is published, to basically have a party. What do you think? Drinking good beer.
Yeah. So we're in Sweden, and I took her to go meet Jessica Heidrick, who is probably the most famous woman brewer in Sweden, and she was the first recipient of the Pink Boot Society, who we've had on here before. That's a society for women in beer, for recipient of their scholarship. So we went out to an archipelago on a ferry to get to this brewery that you have to put your car on the ferry to get to the brewery, and ate in this medieval restaurant that they don't even give you a fork because they weren't invented yet. But that's all in the name of research. I'm doing the photography for that part of it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well.
So Herlinda and I went to Sweden pretty much specifically to interview some women in the beer scene and for Herlinda to photograph it all. It was pretty sexy.
I'm looking at this article, and it says, let's see. Earlier this week, an Italian satirical journalist interrupted a meeting between Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he gave Pompeo a pound and a half of authentic Italian cheese, the Parmigiano Reggiano. He says, "This is what we make best in Italy." He gave it to him. What's up with that? I mean, he should have charged him money and added 25%, for God's sakes. Pompeo! Jeez.
Are you a cheese guy? I know Herlinda's a cheese girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's Italian.
Yeah.
And I'm Italian. So. Well, this sucks. When does this take place immediately, or how are they working this out?
You know what? That is a great question. I have to say that my attention has been scattered between a lot of different beer and spirits news, and I don't know if it's going into effect right now, but I have a producer sitting here who might be able to look that up for us.
What other news that is out there? I know we're going to the Smithsonian because finally there's the first beer Hall of Fame, not Hall of Fame, but the American History Museum in the Smithsonian is doing a beer history
exhibit.
And Anchor Brewing is going to be the first installment in it, and Tara and I are going to be there, and Fritz Maytag, and also New Albion, which was from Sonoma. They were the first new brewery in America after Prohibition, and that was right in Sonoma. So we're going to be there to watch
the
induction.
Well, it's too bad Mark Carpenter can't make it. He's going to be in Slovenia.
He's going to be in Slovenia and Azerbaijan. Otherwise, I would so try to talk him into going, but we will be there, and cheer, and he's actually has some things he wants me to talk to Fritz about there specifically, so that'll be actually kind of fun with Tara and I.
Tara, thanks so much as always for joining us. Next time you're out here, we will see you in the studio.
Sounds great.
Thanks,
see
Tara.
You soon. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That's Brews News with Herlinda, brought to you by the Beverage People. It's time to start getting your home brewed beers ready for the holiday, for holiday gifts, and make those strong ales to get you through the winter. Oh, yeah. You need to brew them now, and the Beverage People are ready to help. Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters, they've been there since 1980. The Beverage People can help you craft your next beer masterpiece. Their goal is to ensure that you succeed and have fun with your hobby. They stock fresh, high-quality ingredients and well-made equipment at competitive prices. And they always put their customers first. It's hard to believe. Since 1980, Sonoma County's fermentation headquarters, and they're great people. You can learn how to cure olives at home, make cheese, wine, mead. Beer, mead.
Yeah, actually.
Cider.
Cider.
And cider, yeah.
Yeah, we are in cider, hops, and grape and season right now. A lot of our breweries are actually in at the Great American Beer Festival right now, like with their beers. But people who are doing hops are kind of here right now. But a lot of home brewers are getting the fresh hops to make homebrewed beer with their equipment from the Beverage People.
TheBeveragePeople.com. Their stores at 1845 Piner Road in Santa Rosa. TheBeveragePeople.com.